Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. God bless you, and for the few minutes that I have to talk to you, I pray that you'll stay tuned, and let me put a word of encouragement in your heart. But first, I'd like to pray for you. Lord, I pray for all my listeners today. You know everyone under the sound of my voice. I ask that you touch them in a special way, Lord. God, let them know that you're concerned for them, you love them, enough to die for them, and help them, give them revelation knowledge that they must know, that they must be born again. And the only way into you, God the Father, is not many ways, but the only way into you is through your Son, Jesus Christ. Give them that revelation knowledge, I pray. Let them know that they must be born again, that soon and very soon you're coming back for your church. Help us to be ready, watching, and praying. And I thank you for your word in Jesus' name. Amen. I had a friend a long time ago when I was much younger. She told me something that I've never forgot. And now that I am older, I think about it oh so often, so very often. She looked at me one day and she said, "Blondie, it takes courage to get old." And at that time I thought, okay, but now I do know what she's talking about. It takes courage to get old. When you get older, a lot of things change. Things that you used to do in just a day or so, it may take a little while. But you know what? I have to think about the scripture in 23rd Psalms. It says this, and I love this part. It says, "Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies." You say, "Well, Blondie, what has that got to do with old age?" Sometimes old age can be an enemy if we let it be. But God will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. It may not be old age. It may be something else. But no matter what is coming in to try to destroy you or discourage you or dishearten you, God has a table for you to encourage you. I think about Elijah when his enemy Jezebel was chasing him and threatened to kill him. And he began to run and he fell down under a jupiter tree and he just prayed that he would die. And God sent an angel and baked him a cake and a cruse of oil. And he told him to eat and to drink. And Elijah did that. And on that strength of that cake and that water, he went on that strength for 40 days. That same God that sent strength to Elijah, it's no expiration date on that. God can send it to you when you're young, when you're middle-aged. And my dear friends, he can give you that table even when you get older. Today, I might be talking to some folks, you're getting older. But I'm telling you that God has a table for you. And off of that table, even in the presence of your enemies, God will give you strength and courage to get up and go one more day. Never give up. Never quit. Never lay down and just say, "I'm quitting, I'm giving up." Don't do that. Keep on keeping on. God's grace will give you strength to endure until the end. Yes, it takes courage to get old, but it takes courage to be a teenager. It takes courage to be a middle age. It takes courage to raise your family. It takes courage to live your life. And God can give you that courage when you know that he has a table prepared for you, even in the presence of your enemy. And what God gives you is good for you. God will give you good stuff to eat. I had a friend one time, she had it hard raising her children, and she prayed that she would have good stuff to give them. And one day, after they got older, she said, "Lord, I prayed for good stuff to give my family to eat, and it looked like all we ever got were beans and potatoes." And the Lord spoke to her and said, "That's some of the best food and the most nutritious food you can eat." Let me tell you, God will give you what's good for you. A lot of times you don't know what's good for you. Jehoshaphat said, "Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." Put your eyes on him, and even in the presence of the enemy, there's a table prepared for you. No matter your age, there's no expiration date on God's word. What he did for the psalmist David, he'll do for you, he'll do for me. No matter if you got that red, white, blue card in your pocket, and some of you know exactly what I'm talking about, there's a table prepared for you, and God will give you courage to face what's ahead. And always, always remember, everything with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. It was sweet when I was young, but it's sweeter now. God's grace is sufficient. He will carry us through. God bless you today. I pray you have a marvelous day in Jesus.